Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. Today is Friday, so we're taking time to pray and reflect about the topic we've been exploring all week. And this week we've been looking at influences, positive and negative spiritual influences in our lives, trying to tell the difference between them and seeing how Jesus fulfills all the tests that we found for true versus false teaching. He was not somebody worth following because of his outward appearance, but because of his teaching. He was always consistent with his own words and with God's words. He was far from temporal. He was eternal. And finally, his motives were pure and painfully obvious when he died on the cross for his followers, rather than just seeking out what would be good for himself. So we're going to take time to pray and reflect about that today. And we use a structure where we use an ancient, well-known structure, ACTS, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. We tell God who He is. We confess times we've hurt Him or hurt ourselves or hurt others. We give thanks for something. And then finally, we ask for something in supplication. So I invite you to take a moment to prepare yourself for prayer. So wherever you are, try to find some quiet. Turn off the radio or just close your eyes if you're on a train or bus and try to tune out what's happening around you for a moment. God, you are the very definition of truth. In coming to earth as Jesus, you showed us truth in human form. We confess that at times we followed things that aren't true. Maybe by accident, sometimes maybe on purpose. Maybe we've even shared some of those false or wrong teachings with others. Take an opportunity now to confess those things to God. Now give thanks that God is the true teacher and sends us good teachers to communicate His word truthfully. Think about who those teachers have been in your life as you pray. And finally, in supplication, ask for help in being wise and discerning. See the difference between good and false teaching. We conclude our prayer with Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week as we've looked at positive and negative spiritual influences. Next week, we're going to talk about what it means to know God versus just knowing about God. Hope to see you then. In the meantime, Saturday is a great day of rest, and then Sunday is a day for community. And we'll be developing a new church in Ajax to provide Christian community for people who are busy, maybe commuting or just with family or life. And so I'd love to tell you more about the kind of community we're planning to start. It's connected very closely with this daily challenge rhythm and with the community that we hope is forming online and in person as people commute. It'll be an extension of that. So get in touch with me, and I'd be happy to meet with you and tell you a bit more about what we're planning to start. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.